People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for fame. We think we have the answers. Some things that ever gonna change.
Cause baby, can't you see? We need to spend some time alone. We need to see some dreams come true. I wanna feel me touching you. We need a midnight rendezvous.
My name's Dave Murphy. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Frank from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Noah Celestia from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Eric Brittingham from Cinderella, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Nikki from England, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Sean Spur from Santa Cruz, California, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Anne-Marie from Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hey, this is Tiffany from Goodlettsville, Tennessee, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Dee Dee Day, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
What's happening, guys? This is the hardest working man in show business, Damon Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Tom Thompson
and Mike Arnold.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, man.
Where are we, guys?
Tell them, Brian. Where are we?
We are in our mobile studio number one.
Also known as the podcast mobile studio unit.
Or Mike's car.
It makes a pretty good studio, after all.
Not bad at all. We're locked in here, so, I mean, it sounds pretty darn good, I think.
So, we just came back from the John Waite concert.
Yeah, boy.
Now, it was awful loud inside the Exit Inn, so we thought we'd take the podcasting recording of the concert review out to the car, and then we did record some people inside, and we'll talk about those guys next. But remember, we're in a new month. It's December. Hey, what do you have to do, folks?
Come on, guys, listening.
Tell them, Brian. Tell them.
Vote early, vote often. I wish that was the case, but you can only vote once.
That's right. So you know,
once a month.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we're in a new month. So again, guys, please vote again for us because it makes a big difference on our ratings, guys. And you know where to vote. Tell us where you need to vote, Mike.
Just get on concertblast.com. Look on the third column to the right. You'll see the big vote button. Click it. Type in your email address. The nice comments about me. The sloppy comments about Brian and Tom. And hit
a good looking one.
And hit send. And then we'll be on our way.
That's simple and easy. We do really appreciate it.
I'm so hurt.
We got a new thing up too. On our website, if you notice, right over there by the vote button, you'll see a new button. It's called Frapper. What that is a link to say, where are you listening to us from? So what you will need to do is just click on that link.
Frapper. Spell that for them, Mike.
Frapper.
Oh, man. For a minute, I thought that was a dial on the blender where it liquefies.
The frapper ring.
No, it's frappe.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
But anyway, if you could show us where you're from, where you're listening from. In other words, if you're from California, and you click on that link, it's going to show a map of the U.S., and that map is going to show you everybody who's listening who actually has signed up. You know what's really crazy, though?
Tell us.
We see a lot of hits from iTunes, a lot of downloads from iTunes, a lot of downloads from out of this country.
Yep.
Japan, even Brazil.
Switzerland.
Switzerland, Netherlands.
Cleveland.
Canada, there's a bunch from Canada, Cleveland.
Cleveland, boy, I tell you, that's out of the country.
Well, that's almost in Canada.
You got that out of the country. No offense to people up in Cleveland.
No,
it's just
not taking it.
That's
where the Rock Hall's located,
That's all.
But it's a great visual to see where everybody's listening. And you can also have a link to a picture. In other words, if you have your name, you type in your name and your zip code, and you can actually upload a picture, a photograph of yourself or of something. And when you click on that little pin that you see across the United States map, you will see the photograph and your name. So it's a pretty neat thing to do. So please participate with that so we can see who, as one big visual, who listens to us from where. Now, we talked about our voting. We talked about Frapper. Now we need to talk about what? The concert review.
That's right.
What did y'all think about the concert?
Tell you what, man. I tell you, John Waite still got it. I mean, his vocals can carry just like he was when he was with the Babies. Don't you think, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was hitting all the high notes and hitting them heavy duty and hard. I loved it. It was
strong
great.
Vocals.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Man.
And you can tell he just enjoys what he's doing, even though it's not as big as it used to be and this and that with the Babies and Bad English. But he enjoys what he's doing, and I think that makes, you know, the concert just that much better.
I love what he wore, too. The big coat.
Yeah, when he came
English
out.
Looking coat. What do you call that coat, Brian?
I call it a trench coat or something.
Yeah.
Or an old sailors like Navy kind of coat, you know.
And the loose tie kind of just wrapped over. And very, very relaxed looking, very nice looking. He's got his hair. Man, he's got long hair
now. He's got long hair there. And I tell you what, it's a bright orange, reddish color, too. I was surprised how bright it was.
Well, I think we ought to talk about the band a little bit. He had a heck of a band backing him up, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Of course, our good buddy from the Alice Cooper Band.
Damon Johnson was there.
Yes, sir. Boy, we was excited to hear that. You probably heard that in our voice when we were talking to John on the interview, and he said he was with his band.
Oh, yeah. What I liked is almost all of John's band was from the South. What I found unusual, except for one gentleman from New Jersey, and I can't remember which one that John said it was, but everybody else was like from Birmingham.
We approve of the concert. Now, his main intentions to play the Exit Inn that night was to record a live album to be released in February.
Yep.
I hope that happens.
Me too. So he put on a good live show.
And remember, he said if he didn't get it here, he'd get it somewhere else. So he's going to get one.
He might take pieces of this and that from our show and other people's show also. So
he had a great set list, I thought.
Very good.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what did he not play that I'd like to hear him play. And we'll get in that. Always do that at the end of the concert review. But anyway, let's hear what the people who were there in the crowd. We went around after the concert and talked to several people in the crowd about what their thoughts were on the concert. And listen to this.
Well, we're sitting here at the Exit Inn as people are about to leave. Maybe we can get in touch with some of these people and just to see what they thought about the concert. Who we see? Well, as we walk around, we're going to talk to a few people here that show that was singing with me during Missing You. I was standing up against the stage, and this lady just grabbed me from behind. Oh, it was you, wasn't it?
It was me. I plead, yes, it was me.
What did you think about
that habit about that?
I do.
What were your thoughts on the whole concert? When he was doing rock and roll, I thought he was going to rip his vocal cords loose.
I did too. Good grief.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
And what was your name again?
Anne Marie.
And?
Tiffany.
Let's see if we can find some more people around here to talk to. How'd you like the show?
Oh, it was wonderful.
What's your name?
Robin.
Robin from where?
Here, Nashville.
All right.
Yeah, actually, Sunday premiere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
your name?
Christy.
Christy from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, right. So we've met so many people from different areas, and we're just trying to see. What did you think of the show tonight?
God, it was awesome. John Wayne is my favorite singer of all time.
John Wayne is, huh?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
I love him.
John Wayne's your favorite singer of all time.
Oh, yeah! Wow.
Right. What about you, ma'am?
Yo, your turn.
Show.
I hope it makes the live CD like he's planning to do.
I do too, because the ending, man, was just awesome. The last 20 minutes, you couldn't beat.
It was excellent.
Oh.
The crowd really started getting with it then. They were kind of like a little mellow at the beginning, you know, but then they really
he
got
said, it. It's a cold winter Monday night.
That's right, exactly.
So what song was it that he sang tonight that you thought he wouldn't sing?
I'll tell you what it was. Led Zeppelin.
Yes, rock and roll wasn't on the set list.
That was it. Yeah.
So we ended the show with rock and roll. I'm surprised the guy can talk after that. Hey, we got to sign an autograph here. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hang on, I got it. Where you want us to sign? This one?
Yeah.
The bottom of the back, the what?
Anywhere you want to sign it.
Now, as Concert Blast, this was the very first autograph that we're giving.
That's right. That's
right.
Right.
Do it, Tom.
That's right.
Tom, you go first.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, you got excited too.
I got to have some B.
Don't put brain. Thank you. What's your name again?
I'm Charles Manson.
That's right. I forgot. Thank you, Charles. I'm glad you got out. Not really, but I'm glad to see you. Hey, what's your name?
Stick.
Stick. Hey, this is Stick, everybody. What a friendly group tonight, I tell you.
That's right, man. That was...
Man.
Yeah, I mean, they were excited, weren't they?
They were excited, man. We're excited.
And that's why they got their picture on our website.
Hey, and that was awesome.
That's right. Didn't hurt.
That's also when we had our first autograph session.
We sure did, didn't we? That's
right. From Charles Manson.
Charles Manson, what he said his name was.
Yeah, and it was good to see somebody special in the crowd when we were about to walk around and talk to some people. The road manager, Mike, I guess he was his road manager, tour manager, or whatever.
For John Waite.
From John Waite, yep. Came up to us and says, hey, Eric Brenningham wants to talk to you guys. And Eric Brenningham used to play for who, Tom?
Yeah, he played for Cinderella, man.
Bass player for Cinderella. He's got his own band called Naked Beggars. And take a listen to what he said.
Somebody from Cinderella's here.
Absolutely. Called Naked Beggars that you guys should...
Called what?
Yeah, it's called Naked Beggars.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you signed? Or?
No, actually, like, we're kind of, like, chopping it now. We're on our second record. Jeff from Cinderella, he's in the band also.
Okay.
And we're basically, it's kind of like our, like, little kind of, like, escape from Cinderella. We do our own thing. We have a great time with it, so...
Wow. All right.
Hello. He's working on a solo record.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. For the past 5 years.
Are you part of that?
Huh?
Are you part of that?
Nah. Nah, I got my own thing, the Naked Beggar thing. It's cool.
Okay.
Yep. And we are mopping up everywhere. It's actually like a, like, we're, my goal is to be the biggest unknown band ever. So.
As long as you get paid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we rarely get paid.
Well,
but,
that's a bad thing about it.
It's the love of music, though.
But we have fun.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I've heard that before.
Man, our motto. Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Good luck with your band, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nice
Eric.
Guy, man. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, he ran out and got a CD for you.
Sure did.
He said, "Here you go. Listen to this. This is our second CD."
That was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was pre-release.
It kind of took us a little bit to recognize him because his hair was coal black.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
Which it was blonde in
it
Cinderella.
It was blonde in Cinderella. Totally threw us off.
That's exactly so.
And Tom said, he's the drummer, isn't he?
Yeah.
I said, no, he was the only guy who didn't have black hair back then.
That's
so.
Exactly right.
But anyway, Tom, you really liked Cinderella, didn't you?
I love Cinderella, man. I tell you what, that's one thing with Cinderella. I mean, Tom Kiefer, I tell you what, man, he's got the vocals, man. I just love that band. Would love to see them get back together.
You just like that scratchy voice.
I do like that scratchy voice.
They did. Yeah. They did a tour this summer.
Is that right?
Yeah, they just got off the tour not too long ago.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a Rock Never Stops tour.
That would have been cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Now you've heard from the people in the crowd. You've heard from Eric Brenningham. Let's listen to the person who actually opened the show, D.D. Day.
Yeah, boy.
And
yeah,
I tell you what,
brother,
she ran out there and joined John Waite in the song The Hard Way.
Yep.
Which I love that song.
Great song.
And she, well, she had a good story about that too, and she'll tell you here. Listen to Dee Dee Day.
Very good vocals up there, Dee Dee.
Why, thanks.
I love how you and Damon were next to each other sharing the mic.
Did you see what happened? I was jumping up and down, and I stepped on his guitar pedal, so he changed his guitar sound. So he was going like this, and we were playing Twister up there. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw you. I thought you were just moving, though. I didn't know. I thought you were just getting down, that's all.
We were getting down, but he was trying to fix his guitar pedal.
You do know that Dee Dee is the next superstar.
I do believe that.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. She is so awesome.
She is. You look good up there with John.
Thank you.
Y'all be playing next.
Well, see, here's the deal. I just did a record that we're shopping. So usually I play at Douglas Corner once a month, but I totally quit doing that because people in the Nashville record industry come out to see me and they're like really confused.
They don't know what type of music.
How
classified?
That's exactly the problem.
So this record that I did, it's very country, but it's not like anything you've ever heard. And it's not even, I mean, the closest thing to compare it to is Gretchen Wilson, but it's not even that. It's like,
I kind of like your music because you can't classify it.
That's what I know. Like.
That's the whole point.
That's
the best part about it.
But I can't get any action on it, you know?
Because we're actually standing
up. We totally did a theme. It's a very country, rockin', bluesy vocal kind of thing. Very, like, party time. It's the kind of record that you put in when you're going out for a good night. And you're like, yeah, and you're getting started off. It's that record. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to cut a record that had every single song was single quality. So we cut 9 songs and finished it, and that's what we're shopping to the labels right now. So
all this money goes directly to you then, right? Anytime somebody buys something, it goes right to you.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
Well, right now it does.
Right now.
Today it does.
That's one good part of it, right.
Today it does.
Well, you joined John Wade on Hard Way.
Yeah. So, well, I sang on the record on that song. He sang on my record, too.
You sang on his record?
I sang on his record.
Wow.
And so when we were in the midst of recording mine, he calls me. He's like, well, you know, I think I ought to return the favor.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you need me for something, just let me know. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Boy.
So we got him out, and there's a song on my record called All I'm Thinking About Is You that he's singing on, and he's featured on it. It's just,
on that CD?
It's on that CD?
No, it's not on that CD. It's on the CD that's the country.
Shopping?
Yeah, that we're shopping, yeah.
Very good.
Wow. That's cool.
Andy Childs. The guitarist. Is he a songwriter?
He's one of the best singers in Nashville, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He had 2 solo deals, and then he had a record deal on Warner Brothers with a group called Six Wire, and he was the lead singer, and they had a top 20 hit called Look at Me Now.
I thought I heard that. I said, I know that name.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah,
oh
play too. Not only sing.
Oh, he can play, he can sing, and he's one of the best writers that I've ever written with, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. And the song we did tonight called Mr. Wrong, I wrote that with him.
That's what you said. Yeah. That was good. That was really good. I see the women can get onto that song, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
They can relate a little bit, right?
Women love me. As I sing Mr. Commitment, Mr. Wrong.
Just like Gretchen, you know, the women love Gretchen, so why not?
Yeah, you know? That's why I think you're shoppable.
I'm telling you.
Tell you.
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
If we put your song on our website, would you be upset?
No.
Are we infringing any rights by doing that?
I own it all, so you can do whatever you want.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Concert Blast has the permission.
You have
right.
it. I own all that stuff, so you're good.
Hey, that's good.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, Dee Dee.
Right. I love you guys.
All right.
Brian brought her CD. She's a cutie one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a doll, baby.
And she's friendly. I mean, you can sell her personality will sell you.
Hey, I liked her music first, okay? But it sure doesn't hurt that she's a very nice-looking lady.
That doesn't hurt at all, does it?
You record executives ought to check out Dee Day here in Nashville, Tennessee. I tell you what a performer, what an energetic person. She could hit any mainstream of music, I tell you that.
You guys are probably too stuck in your little square boxes to think outside.
Okay, that's enough of that one.
Now, she was happening, wasn't she?
I tell you what, she was. I think she was more excited than we were. I mean, she was living up, wasn't she?
I thought she had a pogo stick in her pants. I don't know. She's just bouncing all over the place, man.
Man, energetic.
But, Dee, I tell you what, man, you've got the music. I mean, you really got the talent there, and we wish the best luck for you, and I'm sure we'll run into you again sometime around the Nashville area.
Yes, and as Brian said, if we can get those record executives to get out of their square box that they're in.
I'm telling you.
There's a gold mine in Dee Dee Day, I believe.
Because she will have mass appeal if you just use her right.
Mm. Well, Brian, you bought her CD there, didn't you?
Absolutely.
How was that?
Well, I've listened to it several times. That Mike borrowed it, and I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
When do I get to borrow it, then?
I'll give it to you when we leave.
Okay, man. Don't tell Brian that. Okay?
Yeah, you already scratched my name off of it. She spelled my name right. You guys can't even do that. But Dee Dee is a multi-talented woman, a very attractive woman, and one heck of a performer. And we hope to see her soon in the Nashville area.
Yes, we do. You know, you couldn't help but like her, but her music's just as good as her.
Absolutely, a bubbly personality.
Well, let's listen to a clip of her song, because she gave us permission. You heard that a while ago.
That's what she said. So here's a couple of short clips from her CD.
The first song here, here's Bad.
Mama's little angel, Daddy's hope arrived. Well, they should have been careful when they gave you those eyes. A born heartbreaker, by no fault of your own. Oh, I should know.
Huh? Boy, what do you think, man?
Nice. Good stuff.
Well, here's another clip from another one.
I keep trying to get a grip. I take a step, but then I slip. I'm falling. Falling, yeah. Not ready to give it up. It scares me way too much. I'm stalling. I keep stalling. I wanna let this feeling fade and not listen to things you say, but you make it hard. Killing me.
Wow, another great song, I tell you.
Yeah, now let's get into the concert review, guys.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
you got
boy.
Your list, Tom?
I got the list, man.
All right, man.
I tell you what, I think John could not have started off with a better song, and that was Change. I mean, that got everybody up on their feet and got them excited. I mean, everybody knows Change.
Yes.
Man, what a great song.
People talking.
And they're saying that you're leaving.
That sounds like a funeral, man.
You know one thing I didn't notice, though, is that his songs were more rocking in live than they were in the studio.
Oh, no, definitely.
They were just rocking.
Well, I mean, you crank it up a little bit and speed it up just a hair.
There's no keyboards. There was no keyboards.
True. Oh, no.
None whatsoever.
No, pretty straightforward band. Pretty straightforward.
It was.
They're left from change. And I said this last week, talking about going to see him. Back on My Feet Again. Number two. Song number two.
Yeah, great song again. Love it. Love it.
There's sworn there were keyboards on that song. Help me.
There's no keyboard. There was no keyboards there.
That's right. Nothing live there.
For real?
Yep. But I think you're right, Brian. There is keyboards in the song.
There's keyboards in all the songs.
Yeah. How'd they cover it up?
Damon and the other guitarist. Man.
Yeah.
You got those quality guitarists.
That's what made it rocking, too.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Then it toned things down a little bit and went to a song called...
In Dreams.
In Dreams, which is from the...
Greatest Hits CD, the backwards.
Then came what, Tom?
Imaginary Girl.
Imaginary Girl. This, like I said, he was slowing things down.
Another song, yeah, but it's still
picked
good
up
song.
His acoustic guitar and started into the Bob Dylan song, Girl from the North Country.
Which, I got to be honest, I didn't know that song.
No, I didn't know it either.
Me neither.
But he did do that in Soundcheck. Remember, Mike was telling us that's a Bob Dylan song.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when you asked him, where's your guitar, man? Pick it up and play something. Oh, can't do that. It's already out on the stage out there. They're checking it out.
But then he bounced back. He says, I need Dee Dee Day on the stage.
That's right, boy.
And when she came running out there, and they cranked into what?
The Hard Way. Yeah, boy. That was a great song with Dee Dee joining in on that, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize that she was on the album.
Yeah, that's
and
what she was telling
that's
us.
That's what she's saying, as you heard.
And she said he sung back up on which one of her new songs?
One of her new songs. This is not released yet, but they're shopping with that song as him featured on it.
I think that's pretty neat. Then after that, guess what came out? Good old baby song called what, Brian?
When I See You Smile.
Yeah, when I see you smile.
Can't be when we sing.
Well, we know she didn't pitch in there, Brian. But
a little
high pitch, huh?
Yeah, I still got more baritone in me. Oh, and then
Brian.
Then he played a song that Mike caught on to before we did, and that was what, Mike?
New York City Girl.
Isn't that a great song?
Oh,
that's a beautiful, beautiful song. I haven't even seen the video. Mike told me about the video. It was absolutely fantastic.
It's like black and white, and he's walking through New York City, and he's just missing this girl.
Oh, man. It was a great song.
It's really good.
Yeah, then we had there was a little problem with a guy causing a little bit of a disturbance.
Yeah.
A
little
confrontations going on up against the stage on the opposite side of us, because the guy knew better.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and unfortunately, this guy just really wore on John after a while. He kept on hollering out, the old stuff, man. Play more of the old stuff.
And so...
As John was trying to do an acoustic song, just him and acoustic guitar...
Yeah.
It didn't work with the guy screaming and yelling out.
No, because you could hear him over everybody.
And he just got fed up with him.
And
yes, he did.
Finally,
and
all diplomacy intact, John just said, you win.
Yeah.
And he moved on from there, and he went ahead. What did he play there, Thomas?
Missing You, man.
Yeah, he just dropped right into the song. And
he really did. He didn't let anything bother him. He just jumped right in there, and everybody just started rocking again.
And I don't know about those acoustic songs that he didn't play, but on his set list, which is right up against the stage, you know, right there at their feet, and we were right up against the stage, so we saw the two songs that he skipped, which was Bluebird Cafe and a song called In God's Shadow. Do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
I don't know either one of them, actually, but I was looking forward to hearing those and hearing what he said about it, because he talked about Bluebird Cafe when we were talking to him backstage.
Yes.
So I was looking forward to that.
But yeah, he talked about Tootsie's too, didn't he? So I don't know if he's talking about our Bluebird Cafe.
Right, we've got one too.
Oh, wow. And then he went into Isn't It Time?
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Keep rocking with the baby songs.
And then on his set list again, there was another song, a slower song, but a very popular song, especially to the people that were standing in line.
Yes.
They wanted to hear this song,
and they would have heard it. It was called Downtown.
Yeah. They probably... He was at the mood that, okay, you win. I'm not going to slow it down. It's all going to be rocking from here on out.
Let's keep it going.
My goodness, did he do that.
He did, man.
Because after he went through Missing You and Isn't It Time, he went into Midnight Rendezvous.
Yeah, so. One of my favorites.
Yes, and when Damon started that little riff at the beginning, and we should have had that in our riff song.
How can we sound so country when we do riff?
Get a little extra twang in there.
The way it's tuned, that's all.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then, of course, one of my favorite songs by the Babies,
We're going head first, man. I tell you what, that was really rocking because he really put everything into that. And I tell you what, the crowd was just jumping off their feet and having a great time.
Oh, and Tom was talking about the crowd really rocking. His last song, he picked up on an old Zeppelin song. He played Rock and Roll.
Yeah, how about that,
I couldn't believe he did that.
Well, at the end of Head First, he just looked at us and waved like, that's it.
Yep.
And then he huddled everybody together. Remember that?
Yeah, he did.
Around the drum set, and all the band members came huddling around, and they broke huddle. And there goes the drummer.
Well, I can remember that because we were sitting right there up front, and Mike, his tour manager, he was motioning him to come on.
You were sitting?
This is it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't sitting. I'm sorry. I was standing and rocking. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, yeah, that was kind of a surprise. I don't think that was definitely not meant to be.
Yeah, and when he broke into that, man, that place went bananas.
It did, man. That was a good.
He can sing it.
Song, man.
Man, he can get high.
He can.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. He can get high with his vocals. That's just amazing.
That was amazing. But I tell you what, if John Wayne's coming to your town anywhere out there in the world, man, I'd definitely take the time and the money to go see him.
Yes, I mean, it was worth every penny. I think it was $17 here in Nashville, but it was well worth that. And
that was a gimme. Anybody who goes to a show nowadays knows $17 is a gimme.
No doubt.
Now, he might not have played an hour and a half. I think he played about an hour, didn't he?
Just a little bit more than an hour.
15 minutes or something.
Yep.
I tell you what, though. What you saw, it was well worth it. It's a fabulous show.
Yeah, it was great to hear those songs again. I mean, that's one thing that you think that, oh my gosh, I'll never hear the Babies or the Bad English songs, and there it is, man.
Yes.
Tell ya.
I mean, it was definitely a greatest hits show.
Yep.
Speaking of John Waite, I mean, we ought to mention that you ought to go and visit his website, which is, Mike?
JohnWaiteOnline.com.
Yeah, JohnWaiteOnline.com.
Don't go to JohnWaite.com. Go to JohnWaiteOnline.com.
That's the official website. Official website.
There's a link off ConcertBlast.com, though.
There you
can go there and just click.
And there's also one to D.D. Day's website, which is not quite there, but you got
maybe
some.
Maybe you will be soon.
Hopefully by the time you hear this, it'll be up and running, but it's got about four nice pictures that rotate.
Yeah,
and so I sat there for a good half hour.
So you kind of like that, huh, Brian?
So
I got to check that out, man.
Yeah, she was really, really friendly, really, really nice.
Yes.
Well, that's about it for Concert Blast this week. Remember, everybody out there, to log on to concertblast.com. You got to vote. It's a new month. Everybody's eligible.
That's right.
And don't forget about Frapper, FRAPPR.
Yes.
That's right.
You'll see that link on our website, too. Look around the vote link, and you'll see Frapper. Or Where Are You? That's what I might put both of them on there. But anyway, until next time.
This is Tom signing off.
And Brian.
And Mike. We'll see you next time.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Again, boom, 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 boom,